our waitress's marvelous legs. It's men I'm prone to eye, but when she comes to take our order, I'm too distracted to think beyond drinks, too awed by the ink that garments her limbs to consider appetizers, much less entrees. It's not polite to stare, I know, but the fact of her invites it. Why else the filigreed ankles, those Peter Max planets orbiting her left shin, that Botticelli angel soaring just below her right knee? She's a walking illustration, adorned to amaze, yet as seemingly nonchalant as the homely white-sneakered Hojo girl I myself once was, describing the specials of the day, listing our options for dressings, then scribbling the choices we make on her handheld pad. Her companion can't help wondering how far up the ante goes, says he bets there's a piercing or two at the end of the, so to speak, line. I'm more inclined to ponder motivation and stamina, how long and how much she suffered to make herself a work of art. For I have no doubt she sees her flesh as a kind of canvas, her body as frame and wall and traveling exhibition, a personal statement on public display. Same could be said of the purple tights I wear beneath my frilly black skirt. Too bold a choice for some people's tastes, but not a permanent commitment. Clothes make the woman more than the man, despite the familiar adage, and body, as both self and other, is a contradiction we live with, however comfortably or not we grow into our own skins. I'll admit part of what I feel is admiration, even envy. Whatever she may ever become in this world, she will never again be drab. She'll wear this extravagance of color and form as she grays into more or less wisdom. But tonight, she simply performs her duty as server, courteous and efficient, as she does what she can to satisfy the hunger we walked in with. But not the hunger the sight of her inspires us to take home.